Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. More than 500,000 Americans are arrested each year for smoking pot. These are ordinary citizens like you and me whose lives and careers are being needlessly destroyed. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Welcome to the most popular audio podcast regarding marijuana in all of America and all the world, featuring interviews with scientists, politicians, doctors, prohibition policy activists, regular cannabis consumers, musicians, and Normal staff and Normal's board of directors, along with music and comedy no other podcast can offer. You can always find out more about the show at our website, normalaudiostash.com. We're ending marijuana prohibition with education, one listener at a time. Welcome back to the Audio Stash today. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Take a moment to join us at Normal to end marijuana prohibition in America. Just visit norml.org. Today on the program, we feature an artist showcase with Soja, the Soldiers of Ja Army. We'll have some tracks from their CD, Peace in a Time of War, today, and we also have links to them at normalaudiostash.com. This interview was recorded just before Soja performed live in Philadelphia last week.
That Bush could be my president, and really I don't care. They say Cheney make my decision, but he don't, so I'm just not there. I'm gonna see the same lies when they're coming in on the next 4 years. So pardon me if I don't cry when your election go the way.
This is Normal's Daily Audio Stash. We're here at the Grape Street Performance Space in Philadelphia with Soja. They're from Arlington, Virginia, touring the world. Welcome here to the Audio Stash today, guys.
Very nice for having us. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks. It's good to be here.
I'm Bobby Lee. This is great. Thanks.
I was totally jamming out to you guys' CD in the car on the way over here, and for the last couple of days, you guys have great themes to your music. You know, does it take a lot of different courage to go up there and play music that has like a political theme as opposed to just playing music for music's sake?
I think it does. Playing music for music's sake is definitely part of what we're about, but the other part of us is that we like to talk about a message that I guess some people don't want to hear about. But then what that does, in my opinion, is that the fans that you do have are into, like, the movement and what you're talking about, and there's going to be a much greater chance that things are going to change because of your music, and less of a chance that people are going to kind of leave and be like, oh, that was fun, let's fucking go do this or whatever. You know, they're thinking about it when they roll out, and we like that. That's why we're into it, so it's fine with us.
How did you guys get together? I mean, you do have a really good sound. I mean, you guys have a really tight sound, tight production. How'd you guys sort of get together as a group?
Well, we've been together since, man, like high school age.
Really?
So me and Jacob have known each other since first grade, and we've always done little music things, you know, talent shows and stuff together. And then Bob Marley just really influenced us and kind of opened our mind at the same time that we started smoking herb. You know what I mean? It really opened our mind and changed our lives. And we were like, he was playing guitar at the time, so I'm like, I'm gonna buy a bass. And then we're going to recruit heads, and we just all went to high school together, and we came together like that, you know, through, like, mental and physically we all came together. So it was truly, you know, Ja Works, so give thanks for that.
And, Patrick, you're on keyboards, is that right? You know, that ain't easy, doing keyboard reggae, and it's not. It takes a serious dedication. Sort of like being the guitar player for U2. I mean, it is a meditative state, you know? I mean, what's it like, you know, what was your background in, and, you know, how'd you come to doing reggae?
Well, I don't really have much background in keyboards. I'm still learning, always going to be still learning. And I don't know, just felt it out, just trying, you know, get the sound together as a whole. Still learning, keep practicing, you know, just develop our sound.
I got to add on to that. When the old keyboardist was leaving and he was starting, I wrote down all the freaking chords on like three pieces of paper. This was before email, and I mailed them to Pat, who was living in Oregon and had just graduated college, and he was about to like go get a job and all this stuff. And we were like, Pat, let's play. You should be in Soldiers of Ja Army. And he was like, word, send me all the songs. We sent them to him. He taught himself keyboards in Oregon.
In Eugene, go Ducks.
At the U of O. Is it Oregon State or U of O? U of O?
Don't get it twisted.
I'm sorry. And then he flew back here with a keyboard and all these like little songs written on like tablets of paper, and we started having band practice. And the rest is history, huh?
Nice. So you were recruited in, man. They saved you from the 9 to 5, gave you that musician life, huh?
Right. I just graduated. I didn't really know what I was going to do, and Bob called me up, and
I felt like a recruiter for Ja Army or something.
And I definitely wouldn't have been moving back to Arlington, but that was my vocation, I guess you could say. It's manifested now, so it's worked out. It's still working.
It's funny because Pat played with us before he went to college. One show, we were playing for a while.
It was horrible, too.
Garage, right?
No, at the Ethiopian spot.
Nyala.
Club Nyala.
Oh, yeah, for the Bingy House, right? Yeah.
Oh, dude, that was great.
Yeah.
Big up to the Washington, D.C. Night Bingy House for show.
Yeah.
So out and together, that's good stuff. And you're on drums.
Percussions.
The congas.
Yeah.
How have you guys evolved, especially when you talk about percussion and reggae, how have you guys evolved in your sound over the years?
My sound for percussion has certainly evolved. We got a lot of other influences. I've been playing with Soja. I joined from the start from 97. Like we're talking about, we all know each other since school. I moved away. I actually live in Amsterdam for high school.
Really?
Went to high school in Amsterdam. Moved earlier than my parents.
No kidding.
Yeah. Came back senior year. Met up with the whole crew.
Oh, come on. You gotta expand on the Amsterdam and high school experience. Yeah, come on. Your parents took you over to Amsterdam? I mean, didn't they think, you know, all right, you know, we're taking our kid to Amsterdam. Like, we know what's going to happen now.
Well, yeah, I got that whole speech, but everything was nice. You know what I'm saying? Everything's nice. Big up to my peeps. Love my peeps. Me and my mom worked for the phone company. I moved the fams over there. My life wouldn't be the same if I had gone there, you know, if I hadn't experienced what I experienced and traveled where I had been at such a young age and opened up my mind.
So that's good. You'd recommend that for kids and parents to head on over to Amsterdam to see that environment, you know?
Travel. We want to see the world, you know? We want to see the world. I've seen a lot of it so far, and there's a lot we haven't seen, you know? So we're just blessed to be able to travel where we can, you know?
You know, what do you think of Americans in America? I mean, being an American, getting that European viewpoint, I mean, what do you think of America now? I mean, you guys go back there, I assume, you know, you guys go to Europe still. So, you know, what do you think of Americans? Every time you land back in American soil and you sort of look around at Newark or New York, like, what do you think of?
It is a little bit of culture shock coming back to America, and you realize the sense of vibe. To be honest, inside the Beltway where we live from D.C., even traveling outside, you know what I'm saying, throughout the U.S., or internationally, and coming back to D.C., there's a certain vibe, there's a certain pressure that lives amongst there, amongst the people, you know.
We're speaking with Soja, the Soldiers of Ja Army. We have links to him at normalaudios-.com. Let's get to this track from their CD, Peace in a Time of War. Here's Creeping In.
competition, ideology of capitalism. I never heard the voice of compassion. Instead of a life consists of criticism, with a creeping it, yeah, ha, negativity, wah. I see them, and we never got them. We're creeping it, yeah. I see them, and we never let them. We're creeping in here. Why can't we just love now for one another and help with the intention of love, yeah? And with our word we must grow our brother, yeah. Positive day gonna come, yeah. Too many of you get confused by our system, thinking it's man versus man. We need nice time and I finite. Buy one smile for man. They creeping in, yeah. Negativity, what? Just see them. And we never let them. We creeping in, yeah. They creeping in, yeah. Negativity, what? Just see them. And we never let them. Already, role model is gangster, a prosecutor. Your president, convicted drunk driver. Yo, with the military, yo, with the mercenary. We supposed to respect them when they are lost already. They creep in it, yeah. Negativity, what? Just seen them, and we never let them win. Them creeping, yeah. Now they creeping in, yeah. Negativity, what? Just seen them, and we never let.
Creeping In by Soja from their CD, Peace in a Time of War. We have links to it at normalaudiostash.com. Let's get back to our interview with Soja, conducted last week just before they performed live in Philadelphia.
Right on, and you guys are out there playing all over the place. I mean, what kind of folks do you encounter out there to like this type of message in your music?
Definitely all shapes and sizes, you know what I mean? Everybody. You know, you can't really characterize it as one type of people. Everybody, if you like conscious music, and then you're going to dig it regardless. So, all
right on. Right on. And, you know, you guys have a pretty big setup out there. I mean, you know, it's not a three-piece set. You guys have a number of members that go out and tour out there. How is it to go out there with such an entourage out there onto stage and put this message out sort of all together?
It's great. We get to meet a lot of cool people all over the world, and we're spreading a good message, so it's fun. We have a great time. We're very fortunate to be able to do that. So.
And what do you see out there? I mean, are people like, you know, it's funny being here back on the East Coast. I just came from New Mexico, and it's way more relaxed out there, you know what I mean? Yeah. But I'm finding that the East Coast has this really cool scene going on right now. I mean, what do you think is going on back here, especially since, like, September 11th and everything affected the area?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that it's cool to be here on the East Coast because it's not as laid back, but maybe we shouldn't be as laid back right now. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy shit's going on. I mean, the House is changing over. The Congress is changing over. Everything's changing. Everybody, they say they're going to vote Democrat in 2 years and this and that. I mean, like, it's kind of a time where we're glad to be here. We love the chilled out vibe, and they do get a whole lot done on the West Coast and are very progressive in a lot of ways that we're not. But when you are here, you're in the middle of politics, and that's kind of where we know that maybe we don't want to be, but maybe where we're needed, something like that.
And, you know, you guys are based in Arlington. I mean, do you feel that that sort of Washington spillover? Right?
Yes, definitely. I mean, all of us, if you open a front door and stand on top of a hill, you can see the Capitol. you know, and you can see the monument, you can see all that stuff, and we're down there all the time, and it's kind of funny because you, even if you hear the same news other people are hearing, you feel it firsthand when you see all that stuff right there, and when you drive down K Street or you drive down Constitution or something like that, you feel the politics in the air, and I think that definitely affects the lyrics that we write for sure.
Right on. And, you know, a lot of the lyrics are also about sort of getting along, and the music is really about getting along and finding your own freedom. And there's that freedom theme in there. I mean, do you feel that freedom is at threat right now?
That freedom is at threat? I mean, it always is because, you know, the devil's out there strong, you know what I mean? And, you know, our freedom's always going to be challenged, but as long as we get up, stand up, like Bob Marley said, I think we're going to, you know, keep our freedom because... Can't take that from me.
Do you know, playing music for a living, you know, being working musicians out there, do you feel like you enjoy a little bit more freedom than the average American?
Yeah, we're lucky. We're privileged. We have a great time doing what we do. So it's cool.
You get to talk to freedom from where freedom really is, it sounds like. I mean, you know, do you feel more free as a musician? You know, when you look out at the rest of folks doing their 9-to-5ers out there, do you feel like being a musician gives you a level of freedom that's different in America, being an artist?
I feel like being a musician definitely gives you a level of freedom. However, the kind of musicians that we are, I would say it's a freedom that comes with a lot of responsibility. I know a lot of cats who work 9-to-5 jobs, and every day at 5 o'clock, they fuck off and do absolutely nothing and just screw around, right? And I screw around too, and there's a lot of times I do nothing, but I think that it's easy to get into a routine of having all these like super lax personal freedoms if you are in a band, but also if you're in a 9-to-5, it's like everybody establishes a routine, and I just kind of think that with music where you feel like a certain responsibility, you're kind of on the job 24/7, you know what I mean? So yeah, we got our freedoms, but we're also still trying to focus on the job at hand, you know, and we're our employers, you know, so.
Right on. Self-motivated, self-promoting, self-employed. You guys have your own LLC record company out there as well. You know, is that part of being an independent musician? You really got to go the extra level, create that business.
I think so. I think that you retain more control. And once again, going into the kind of musicians we are, it'd be devastating for us to come out and have somebody put words into my mouth or Bob's mouth. It would be devastating to have somebody say that. So if you are real worried about what is coming out of your mouth, then yeah, dude, you got to start showing a record label and you got to call all the shots yourself.
Right on. Hey, man, how's it going?
Kenny Bongos.
Nice to meet
Kenny
you.
Kenny Bongos. Yeah, man.
Here at the Grape Street Performance Space in Philadelphia. This is Normal Podcast. We're interviewing with Soja. And I want to thank you guys for taking time here tonight. And, you know, back on that theme of freedom, it's an overwhelming theme within their music. You know, it's about freedom in society. It sounds a lot about personal freedom and finding that personal awareness. You know, is that something you think we're missing out on here in America?
Definitely. There's two sides to everything. We have a lot of personal freedoms that the rest of this world doesn't get and that we take for granted. We also have a responsibility that we're not really caring about, is that, you know, America is the superpower, it's the leader of the world right now. And that'll all change. You know, there's no way that one country ever stays. Rome was built over 1,000 years, it was gone in a day. So I think that people really need to look at the freedoms that they get and kind of enjoy it while it lasts, and also try to make it so it can last. The only way to make that happen is to try to give some of that freedom back to the rest of the world. The equal distribution of the wealth, let's say, would be ideal, like a nirvana, and it's something that's never been achieved because everybody's going for self. So yeah, you got a lot of freedom, but with that freedom comes a lot of responsibility. I feel like not a lot of people are really give a fuck about that, and then the freedom's gonna go away like really quick, you know what I mean?
So it's, you know, part of doing this type of music, it's really activism in itself. You know, the music is activism. You can't do it 9-to-5. You've got to do it 24/7. So that sounds like the mantra of so many activists I've interviewed out there. They say, you know, you can't go out being an activist and expect it to be a 40-hour-a-week job. You've got to put your whole life into it. And that's what activism music is about.
You got to believe in it hardcore 24/7.
Right on. Now, you know, when we come back to Normal, I know you guys went over by the Normal office there in D.C. You're based there in Arlington, Virginia. You know, what do you think is, what do you hope for as far as legalization sort of in your own community there in Arlington, Virginia?
I think it's a really good idea. I mean, herb should be legal. There's no reason why it shouldn't. I think that sometimes a lot of the people who use herb, some of the wrong people who shouldn't be smoking, end up becoming the spokespeople because it's easy to look at like some stoner guy who like doesn't have a job and just kind of like sits on his mom's couch and like smokes blunts and plays video games. So, like, I feel like that's what a lot of people say about herb, and that for an organization like Normal to come around and say differently is important with the legalization of herb or the decriminalization. Like, a lot of people out there shouldn't smoke herb. You know, it's like a lot of people shouldn't drink alcohol. They become alcoholics and, like, fuck their whole life up. Same thing can happen with herb. I've seen it happen a million times. It happens way less with herb than it does with something like alcohol. But, you know, I don't think the government should put regulations on it, but I also don't think everybody should be smoking spliffs walking down the street on Wall Street and shit, because a lot of people can't handle herb.
It's not for everybody. That is certainly the case, you know.
You got to be, like, mentally tough and kind of prepared to see the real side of yourself. And I think a lot of people aren't prepared to fucking see that shit.
It's funny. They talk about that self-awareness. I was interviewing a doctor this week who said cognitive therapy comes out better, you know, when you have cannabis. Cocaine addicts stay off cocaine because they have cannabis, because you get that cognitive awareness of yourself.
Yeah. If I, like, get in a fight with my girlfriend or something and get high, I'll be like, dude, why did I say that? That was, like, stupid. Why am I being angry? Why am I, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like a truth pill. Like, I'll do it, and then I'll be like, oh, dude, I just hung up on my mom. Like, why are you going to hang up on your mom, dude? So, yeah, it's like a conscious and a conscience thing for me.
Now, you know, this type of music lends itself to smoking and listening to it, you know, but it's not necessarily for that culture here in America. It's sort of music for everybody.
Yeah, reggae music is, in our opinion, I guess, the music that has the biggest possibility of being a vehicle for change vocally. So I think that's why we picked it, and that's why we stay with it, is because it's like movement music, it's message music. I know it's associated with smoking herb, which is cool. But we don't have any weed songs. Not that we'll never have any. I'm just saying I don't feel like our selling point is, hey, bro, like, get all high and listen to our reggae CD. You know what I mean? It's more like it's a different kind of thing. But we love herb, so it's a beautiful meditation. Like, you know, so I got, you know. But I don't think we really present it like that, no.
Have you guys been out touring out in California?
Yeah.
And what do you guys, you know, what's your impression, you know, living in Arlington, when you go out to San Francisco or Santa Cruz or Santa Monica, I mean, what do you think of when you land out there?
Well, it's like that freedom thing we were talking about, you know what I mean? Like, I want to be able to get a card and just go to a store and get some herb and not have to worry about getting harassed by the police everywhere I go, you know what I mean? And that's really something for me that put stress on me, which really doesn't, is unnecessary, you know what I mean? Like, if we lived on the West Coast, I wouldn't have to worry about that. But also, you know, it's kind of like a cross you have to bear being where we're at, you know what I mean? You can't rise above struggle if you've never been through any struggle, so. But I hope that we can work towards the legalization in our area, at least for medical use, because I know there's a lot of people out there who need it in our area, you know, so.
Do you think a lot of people are moving out to the West Coast because of the liberalization going on out there? I mean, do you think people are moving?
Definitely, and they're smart. I mean, they're not going to go to freaking prison for smoking herb. It's a stupid thing, and anybody who smokes knows it's stupid. And all the judges and the lawyers and the doctors, like, they all smoke weed. I know doctors. I know lawyers. They smoke. I swear to God, they do. And they do a lot of other shit. They sniff coke, and they fucking drink 3 martinis at lunch. And you know what I'm saying? It's like, people who are above the law kind of look at that stuff, and they know those laws are stupid, but they're like, eh, but who's ever going to change it, right? So we're saying maybe it can be changed. Maybe the old stigmas aren't true, and maybe, like, everybody can look at themselves and be like, you know what, I either do smoke herb or I have smoked herb before, and do I honestly believe you should go to prison for getting high? Nobody would say yes. Maybe a couple of, like, really old people who have no idea might be like, yeah, send those criminals to prison, but... And nobody thinks that's true. You go to prison for drunk driving and killing a kid. You go to prison for all sorts of good reasons, right? Nobody thinks those guys should be in prison. Weed, the government doesn't make money off of it. And when they start taxing it, there's going to be no more prison sentences for it. And, I mean, it's obvious. California, they do it. And nobody goes to jail.
And in Seattle, too. I mean, they do decrim in Seattle. They go from 1,400 marijuana arrests in 2003 to 40 marijuana arrests in 2005. I mean, it's amazing how quickly it can work out there, too.
And they got their hands in the herb, you know. They got their fingers in the pockets. So they like it now. They're like, hey, this is sweet. Nobody's drunk driving and killing people. Nobody's drinking, you know. It's cool.
Give some time. So, you know, this music seeks to activate people out there. And, you know, I got to ask, you know, when you seek to change society, you know, what do you think, what do you hope that first change will be? What do you hope that that first change around you will be?
Of, like, all changes we could make in society right now.
Yeah. What do you hope to affect as change, though? I mean, what do you hope that your message could change right now?
It depends. As an American, I would hope that America looks at the rest of the world and takes what they say seriously and makes it a decision to treat them like credible human beings so that they won't blow America up. Because, I mean, it kind of feels like that's what everybody wants to do right now. It's just like, hey, the bully who kicks everybody's ass and makes demands, eventually everybody kicks them out of school. They're like, you know, kills them or something. You know what I mean? There's a lot of movies about this kind of stuff, and we're going to be the next movie. And, you know, I say we because I was born here and I do live here. So it's like, well, dude, I am an American, whether I want to brag about that or not. And it's obviously a lot of people feel like it's not much to brag about right now. But I would think that changes at home for America to take the rest of the world seriously when they cry out or when they're struggling or when they need help. I think that would be cool. I would like to turn on the news and hear about something that didn't happen down the street from me. You know, I'd like to hear what they talk about on the BBC and what they talk about on NPR and what the entire rest of the world is talking about. You know, we just talk about ourselves. It's awful. So I guess that's a change I would like to see. And then I think with that change would come less war and less poverty and less freaking everything. And it's a matter of respect, man. We're top dogs, so we don't really take too much time to respect people, I don't feel like.
Tough to be peers when you're looking down at everybody out there. It's tough.
It's not easy. But on the question we were talking about before, about the change we'd like to see, you know, how do we really view Americans? And I think the change that I would like to see in a lot of people, that for our music to inspire a lot of people, is just that they inform themselves and learn to know themselves better, be who they want to be, you know what I'm saying? Express themselves, you know what I'm saying? As they see fit, you know?
You think Americans have a harder time sort of looking at themselves, understanding themselves than those in Europe?
Of course. America lives in a great deal of denial. That's no big secret, you know what I mean?
And is music a good way to seek that truth out here in America?
Of course. It's one of the most powerful things right next to love to be able to seek that same truth out.
I agree with that. Well, guys, I'm going to wrap it up with you. This has been a great interview. I really appreciate you guys taking time with us. This is Soja. We're here at the Grape Street Performance Space in Philadelphia. We want to say a quick shout-out to our normal listeners out there.
Yeah, one love and respect. Till we see you again.
Yeah, man. Big up to everybody who's involved in and supports Normal. We've been loving the stuff Normal does since we were 13 years old. And big up to High Times as well. How come I'm not in your magazine on the cover, brother? Do you not know who Soja is? Holla. Peace.
Yeah, big up Normal. Keep it organized.
It's been a great honor for us to talk to all of you. Give thanks for that. Just want to say love is the only way. Through Ja, give thanks.
Yo, one last thing. Burn one down for Soja out there, y'all. One love.
Let's close out the show today by spinning Soja's title track from the CD Peace in a Time of War.
That Bush could be my president, and really I don't care. They say Cheney make my decision, but he don't, so I'm just not there. I'm gonna see the same lies when they're coming in on the next 4 years. So pardon me if I don't cry when your election go the way it is. Some peace in a time of war. Some peace in a time of war. Some peace in a time of war. Some peace in a time of political war. They say that we elect the leader to lead forward and make decisions. But I never read the policy on war discussed during an election. It seems that war is something over which people have no prevention. But the people want it anyway, and so they elect some destruction.
I need peace in a time of war. Yeah, some peace in a time of war. Oh, peace in a time of war. Yeah, some peace in a time of political. Haile Selassie. Hey. And foreign bullets never touch our pavement. It seemed to me people know not extent of their involvement. And things are not as they seem, and underneath the beast is not clean, not clean. Yo, but we support the leader who use media to make them seem. In a time of war, oh, peace in a time of war, some peace in a time of war, some peace in a time of political war.
Soja's title track from the CD Peace in a Time of War. We have links to the CD. You've been listening to Normal's Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Make sure you visit our website at normalaudiostash.com. That's normalaudiostash.com for more information about every day's show. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening today. See you at 4:20 tomorrow. Podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.